Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my other fake real ass dude? Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Blop, blop, that's right, fuck faces. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Sans Puerto Rican Stanley, Luis J. Gomez.
I love it- Pokemon. I beat out for every episode, nigga.
It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. And I am joined by one of the greatest, one of my friendliest friends. We got Chris from Brooklyn here this morning. How you doing, my friend?
What's up, doggy?
There we go.
What are we doing? Running up debt with our friends?
It's not a bad Lewis.
No, yeah. It's good.
I'll pay you if you just get Apple Pay. We are joined by two illustrious gentlemen that are two of my favorites to have on any program. We got Greg Stone here today. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's up, man? Am I in enough camera?
Oh, you're in it, dude.
All right.
Oh yeah, you're good. And we got Shane Smith.
Hey,
how's everybody doing this morning,
dude? Good. So good.
So great.
Fantastic. Yeah. Guys, it's going to be a real fun day, and I want to get plugs done right out the fucking gate. Greg Stone, you can follow him on Instagram, at Greg F. Stone. He's on the Rad Dude Cast. Greg, what do you want people to check out?
Oh, the Rad Dude Cast.
No.
Yeah.
That... You got any dates?
Oh, I'll be at Mohegan Sun. Not this weekend, next weekend. Fuck. I didn't think... I'm an idiot. I forgot about comedy. I forgot how we do this. I forgot about all that. Oh, the 19th through the 21st, I'll be at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut at the Comics Roadhouse.
Fantastic. Shane, Twitter and Instagram at Shay Dozer. That's S-H-A-Y Dozer. Got a podcast called Cowboy Boys. What else can people check you out on?
Twitch.tv/ShayDozer.
Fantastic. Were you watching Daisy of Love?
Yeah.
I watched you watch the end of it last night.
Yeah, yeah. It fucking infuriating. Dude, the 2000s TV, incredible. Incredible stuff.
Are you watching it uncensored?
Was that the spinoff of Rock of Love or one of the
It's the one of the girls from like season 2 of Rock of Love got her own show. It's, and it's fucking wild.
Isn't it Oscar De La Hoya's niece?
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
And she looks like...
Does she look as good in fishnets as him?
No.
She looks like when Angelina Jolie was a fish in that one kids movie. Yep, perfect.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Daisy.
Alternate reality Shannon.
Dude, it's fucking crazy.
God, dude, there's so many tits in those.
There really is.
Rock of Love is...
This one has peens.
Real?
Yeah, they got a bunch of penises.
Dude. Well, I know what I'm doing when I get home.
Well, like, half the girls were, like, porn... the first season of Rock of Love, I remember we found one of the girls in a porn in, like, 10 minutes.
There's
like,
one of the chubby blondes. There's a website where my stream and I, we check up on, like, everything that happened after the show, and there's a website that says, like, porn or not, Trump supporter or not, flat earther or not.
That's funny.
And yes to all most of the time.
There's a website of just... Me and Jay looked it up. Of just Flavor of Love and Rock of Love girls porn links.
There it is.
Oh, really? So they're mostly porn chicks.
50% did porn before,
mm-hmm.
and 50% cashed in after. None of them that good.
Yeah, of course not.
Pretty rough.
Well, it takes less talent to be on Flavor of Love than it does to actually do it.
But then didn't one of the Rock, the Flavor of Love girls marry Shaq?
Really?
The one hot
Sporty.
Oh, really? Whatever. Hoops was her name.
Thank you. I was going to call her Sporty Spice.
Is she still married to him?
I don't think it was... Was it Shaq? It was a basketball player. I was just going to say that. She was like, actually... She won the first season, and then she was just like, I'm not going to fuck this crackhead. And then just married an NBA player. She was actually, like, very pretty. Like,
dude, Shaq's wife is like... You look at them, and you're like... So Shaq has a small penis, then? Because there's no way.
No.
The size disparity. The size disparity.
Oh, vaginas can hold babies. So plus your penis is the size of a baby.
The baby goes I would imagine womb, not the vagina.
The baby comes out of the vagina.
Yeah, but when it comes out of the vagina, it like blows their asshole apart.
Yeah, but you got some give.
Yeah, but think about how much worse it would be to shove a poop back in your ass, Greg. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to work.
A frozen poop? How are we getting this poop back in my ass?
We'll figure
it out. We froze it. We took a no. You take a no wiper, so you have a good solid. You delicately freeze it, and then you fucking get it back inside you.
All right. You well, do this podcast is starting the way I wanted to. Frozen shits.
So Mohegan's son.
Yeah. They said that the pain. They say the pain of childbirth is equal to breaking 20 bones at once.
Nothing, bro.
So many dudes have done it.
Yeah. And basically, every dude who does BMX.
Fucking,
birth.
Travis Pastrana is basically like a 9-time mom. Like, who the fuck, ladies? Stop
Evel
complaining.
Evel Knievel has had the most children in history, is what we're saying.
But let's get back to the point. We are still arguing that Shaq's penis would be that greater the size of a baby.
I'm saying it's not. Would be at least baby size.
So I think a woman could take most penises.
I love
you. Think what kind of baby are you talking? A little Asian baby?
At least a preemie, right?
I love the idea that
what's the circumference of a preemie?
We're talking like one of those fat Polynesian 13. Babies.
13.2 inches when erect.
Shaq's dick. How did you Google Shaq's dick? That came up. That can't be real.
Yeah, who knows? How do we get that information?
It's on his live journal. So you think,
did a woman honeypot him? She's got like a fucking. They measured her throat, and then she's like, makes a little tick mark afterwards or something. What's going on?
It just bumps out, and they're like, "There you go." How's
it? Yeah, dude.
Well, I know they've also done that research for Dave the Animal Batista, there's like an entire article where they like looked at different pictures of him and tried to figure out how big his dick was erect.
Dude, I love this science.
Dude, I love the idea of like a big giant chalkboard and like, you know, like a Goodwill Hunting situation or whatever. And then he comes over and it's him doing a formula to figure out how big Batista's penis is.
So there's this running joke on when they do shoot interviews for wrestling where they ask wrestlers to like break kayfabe and talk about reality. And people start a question, be like, hey, listen, you know, I know you were around in the early 90s and there was the drug scandal and just... In your opinion, how big is Batista's dick? And they do it to everybody, and every wrestler is not cool about it.
Oh, it's so funny.
Like, the old wrestlers are always like, why the fuck would you ask me that? So,
dude, wrestlers are not cool about...
Yeah, it's
dude.
Fine.
We're cool.
It's just fine. It's just
we got that. That's what we have the little divot for.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, I like the divot. It reminds me of...
Dylan, could you come just... a little paper towel, my friend?
Spilling.
Wrestlers are not cool about diverting from... I asked Nick Aldis. I was just like... I just made a joke about Tim Storm looking like Powdered Toast Man, and he just was like, nope. He literally said, nope.
Wow.
And shook his head at me, and I was like, fuck you.
Why do you think that? Thank you, sorry. Why do you think that? Why? Because they're so, like, I mean, they are just jocks. Why do you think they're, like, so fucking
They're theater kids. Yeah. They're just butt theater kids.
I think they're just so afraid of people shitting on what they do for a living.
Right.
I think you're talking about them now. Anybody who's a little older...
Those were not the
kids. Yeah, as an absolute
those were abusive
maniac.
Dads.
Like, dude, Chris Jericho was a fucking dick to me.
Tell me, because I got a return Chris Jericho story for you.
Okay. I filled in for Jay on Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, and I'm a huge fan. We immediately told him, like, I'm a huge wrestling fan. Yeah. Like, I'm going to throw him fucking softballs.
Right.
And the first thing was like, hey, you sing your own entrance theme. What other wrestler do you think should sing their entrance music?
Easy.
To me, I go, that is the best opportunity to be fucking charming.
Yes.
Funny story. Say something silly about one of your coworkers. He goes, that's a stupid fucking question. I'm not answering that.
Wow.
No.
That's it.
Not in character either, huh?
And I hate this because you can't, like, punch these guys. Like, that's the one. Like, you can't fight them. There's not much you can do.
And I've heard
he's been,
like, he's friends with Jay. He's friends with Norton.
That's
and
shitty.
I'm like, he's got to be an okay dude. Did you think I was fucking with him?
Dude, this isn't... That makes me angrier than what happened to me. Mine isn't even that bad. I just hate it. But when Anthony DeVito, my roommate... He's a comedian. Was doing People Talking Sports with Sam Morril. They had him on. And I was like, dude, get me young. He gets me on the show finally. Every single thing I said, Jericho cut me off, talked over me, he wouldn't cut to me. It was like it was like he was bullying me. And I was like, and then he would just do it with, like, you know when people don't have anything when they cut you off and they just fucking, like, so I was at the store. That's all he did for like 30 minutes. I was furious. And then at the show, didn't shake my hand, just walked away. I was like, I thought you'd be cool. But he's just sucked. So
I mean, he's like a massive Trump supporter, and
is he?
Yeah, like he had that concert at Sturgis that they linked to like 200
2,000
COVID cases.
Yeah,
or
he
something.
Played Sturgis with Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. Not, like, it was,
oh, Smash Mouth. No.
It was
Greg Stone is the draw on that episode.
I wonder who's sadder.
Is Smash Mouth sadder that they're performing with Chris Jericho? Or is Chris Jericho like, is sad? Like, I don't know who gets the shitty end of the stick of that.
Smash Mouth.
All the people
is
that died.
Yeah.
all the grandparents of everyone who was there who are fucking in boxes now. Dude. Because they're fucking. Their son couldn't not see fucking Smash Mouth. Fozzie.
No one is unhealthier than old bikers, dude. That just ran through. The fatality rate is like 60% on those guys.
Yeah, all those guys are one heavy shit away from a heart attack.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, dude.
It was like watching people do trust falls throughout the concert. They were all just dying.
It's the wave. No one's getting back up.
Dude, yeah, that shit is, they're so unhealthy. Like that shootout in Waco when like 13 people died in that Denny's. I think 4 of them may be natural causes. Like they just threw them in with the other ones. Yeah. I don't know.
Death by moons over Miami.
Yeah, dude.
What was the shootout in Waco?
There was a huge, two rival bike clubs ended up accidentally at the same like Denny's in Waco.
Oh, was this like famous?
Yeah, they were on the road and then they got into an altercation, of course. And then, you know, they were hardcore dudes and they all had guns, and so they got this big shootout, and they just fucking killed each other at point blank range.
Was this 20 years ago, or is this recent?
It was like 7 years ago or something.
Oh, okay. I think it's
ago.
Oh shit, we got video.
Oh fuck, there it is.
Oh, I really thought it was going to be video.
It's just one really kid's birthday.
Oh, it's just like a photo.
It's funny when the waitress comes out, she's like, "Happy birthday!" And there's people just gonna be boom.
That's what sparked it. Was shit, we go. Look at these guys.
Oh, no. This is...
Dude, it's fucking everyone I ever...
You think they were just like, "Hey, you go to Waffle House. Denny's is our turn."
Oh, so there's no video of the shootout. That was just... Okay.
This Waco like Cossacks, dude. Fucking Slavs.
Ugh. Okay, you can't look like that and not expect people to think you're not racist.
Yeah, it's real tough.
You also can't be in a biker game called the Cossacks.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Thank you.
What? Yeah.
What's the widest thing we could call ourselves? Cossack? Sells what?
I hate not talking on a podcast, but I'm so interested in this.
Yeah, watching this shot video.
Oh, someone slid him a six-piece.
That guy
there
is the
man.
Hold on. Go back. What? That guy in the middle of that last shot as everybody is running is the coolest guy of all time. It's just an old, fat granddad. Like, what's going on?
Do they know what sparked it or anything? Sorry.
Oh,
I got...
shit, dude. They're fucking going ham on it.
Oh, shit.
Dude, I also... This is... What's that one place? The Tudors? Wow. Not Twin Peaks. Are they at a Twin Peaks? Because all the girls were wearing the, like, hot...
Twin Peaks.
Dude, yeah.
Now I know why it's called Twin... I'm an idiot. I thought it was a TV show. It's a titty restaurant.
Dude, yeah, that's a titty restaurant.
Oh, man.
Listen, I'm no joke. When I was on tour, because I'm from Utah, so I'd never heard of it. Uh-huh. I was on tour, and someone was like, "Do you want to go to Twin Peaks?" In my fucking nerdy weeb X-Files brain, I was like, fuck yeah, I want to go to Twin Peaks, dude. That show is trippy as hell. There's a restaurant for it. I'm pumped. And then I got there and I was like, I mean, I guess I'm okay with
titties. It's like a Hooters.
It's Hooters, yeah.
We had, flannel growing Hooters. Up, we didn't have Hooters in my town. Mm-hmm. We had an ass restaurant.
Cans?
Bazookas.
Dude, hell yeah.
It was like an ass restaurant. It was, all the girls had like.
Oh, a Cuban restaurant.
The volleyball shorts.
Yeah.
Dude, that fucking rules.
Yeah, there was a Bazookas next to the movie.
I love a Bazookas.
Well, there was a place in Astoria called Cans that was supposed to...
What?
Wasn't that supposed to be the ass... For, yeah.
Hello?
There's one in Long Island. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is there somebody on the phone?
Hello?
Yeah, it sounds like Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to tell a quick story.
Go.
Right! Oh, my God. I was delightfully scammed.
Oh, wait. Please, go.
And it is time for another
in Lake Havasu?
Of... It was time for another edition of Scam That Lou. Here we go. Ah, la-ta-ta, la-ta-ta-ta-ta, I'm just making some muffables, delicious yum food, and I will eat a bagel, have some box and cheese.
All right, welcome, so who sold you magic beans to fight
lyrics,
better?
By the way. Those are the
Sensu beans?
All right, cut the music. All right. Tell her to cut the fucking music.
She did.
The music's cut.
All right. Okay. So, all right. So, this one's probably going to get me in trouble with my girlfriend, but it's so worth it, I have to tell it.
You got a hooker scammed you.
No. Well, sort of. So, a couple things about Lake Havasu you guys got to know. Number one thing to know about Lake Havasu before you ever come here, it sucks cock. It is awful. It's not good. It's not like the brochures will tell you. You think it's going to be a bunch of fucking young chicks showing their titties. It's all old people. I say this as I'm making eye contact with old people unloading their car. They make me sick. They make me sick. Okay? It's all old people. We asked some people to go to what bar to go to. We went to a cool place called Bingo's last night. It's a fucking karaoke spot with old people. It's just a very depressing town. It feels like somebody had a good spring break here in 78 and then they didn't leave and that was it. So I'm lonely as fuck. I got my VR porn, but I feel a little weird because me and Harrington are sharing a room. He's got a separate room, but we like have a little condo room. So I'm a little horny, okay?
Sure.
Wake up this morning at like 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, okay? And I hadn't masturbated yet. And that's a problem.
Yeah, of course.
So I start scrolling Instagram, and I see there's a girl that I know. Okay, I won't say who, but there's a girl that I know. She had friend requested me again on Instagram. And I was like, well, that's weird. So then I clicked on her, and then I followed her back, and I was like, I'm being shadow banned or something, right? But then I looked again at the profile, and she was like, she goes, hey, this is my second profile. This is for all adult content, like 18 plus content. And I was like, oh, this little whore. I was like,
pause.
That's for her.
Are you fucking drunk? Why are you telling this on the air? You have a girlfriend.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I didn't do anything.
But you are on your way so far. To doing something.
It's already pretty, it's already pretty bad if it's your girlfriend listening to the show.
We see what street you're on.
Look, this is just a reality. You're horny in a moment.
Sure.
Okay. All I've done at this point is
send her $2,000 and an iPad.
So listen to me. So then I go, oh shit, this will, like, because a lot of girls are doing OnlyFans now, and I was like, oh, another one bites the dust. It's just a girl that I know that's pretty cute that she's now doing like adult content. So I click on her link tree and I see that there's like an OnlyFans like page. She's like, yeah, sign up for my adult content here, and I was like, fuck it, I'll throw this girl a few bucks. Why not? No, look, that's the part that's going to get me in trouble with my girlfriend.
Okay.
Is that I was willing to go throw a few bucks to see this girl naked that I know. But you got to understand, it's not like, I mean, who the fuck wouldn't? If you know a girl that ends up doing an OnlyFans and you know her, you're going to go and fucking see. I don't care. Every guy in the world is going to want to go see.
You're helping them out. That's the least bad part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Pause. Can I guess? Can I guess the news? It was a bot that takes girls' pictures and sends them to her friends and says, I opened a second page for adult content only. And it was a completely fake thing that just used pictures of this girl you know.
No, it's even better than that. It was probably a person in, like, Taiwan that does this.
That is a robot.
Yeah, that's we could split hairs here, but Asian on a computer or full-on robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, they're picking out stop signs.
I clicked on it. Now, here's the thing. I thought it wasn't OnlyFans. It was like some other shit. It was some like European fucking. It was like, you know,
So you thought you were being classy by throwing this whore a couple bucks.
So I was like, but then check this out. They said, hey, here's a 30-day free trial, and then it's going to be $8 a month after. I was like, I get to look at this whore for free. Wow. All I got to do is put in my credit card information. No problem.
Dude, how horny are you right now?
I've been on this street, dude. I've been on this road, man.
Dude, we've all been on this road.
One day without jerking off, Lewis is just like, take my money!
Not only that, he brought his Oculus on a 2-day trip. In case he needed to jerk off to VR porn.
A desktop computer he's plugging in.
You can't FaceTime your girlfriend and jack off?
So listen, at the moment I woke up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm jet lagged. I wake up early anyway. It was just a moment. I got caught in this moment. We've all signed up for some whores OnlyFans.
I've never.
But here's the funny part.
We gotta get into this.
So I go to type in my credit card information, one dick in my hand, my phone in my other hand. I have my credit card information memorized.
What other dicks would be in your other hand?
Like one
What's
dick?
The dick count here?
So I go to type it in, and
Harry gets dicks in my mouth, my dick's in my hand.
So I type in the card, and it said the card was declined. And I was like, that's weird. So then I type it in again. It said declined. And I was like, this is strange. And then I erase everything, type it in just a third time for good measure.
Then I typed in my other card and my other card.
So then I gave him my social and a picture of my face.
It got declined again. And I was like, God damn it. I guess I won't jerk off to this girl that I know. And then I just went and jerked off the porn. And then I laid down and relaxed. And then I got a notification on my from my email saying, there's been a fraudulent attempt on your card. Did you try to make some $80 payment just now? And I was like, what? And then it was like a bunch of charges where they kept on trying to charge it over and over again. And I called my bank, and I had my card canceled. And now I am in Lake Havasu with no ATM card.
Mm.
You should have fucked one of them old people, man.
Hey, drop that Instagram of the girl just for science, though.
But she doesn't. She's not real. She's an Asian bot.
No, I want the
science
other one.
Of getting your car stolen.
Now you're on a trip with Harrington. So now nobody has money.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Harrington doesn't have a return trip. Their bet was that if Harrington wins, Lewis has to buy him a first-class ticket home. And if Harrington loses, Lewis has to take a bus back from Arizona. What? So now you're out there. You got scammed by a fucking robot hooker. And now Harrington has to walk home from Arizona.
Dude, I love it.
Harrington lives in Lake Havasu now.
It's just the best way that this story could go.
I don't even want it to be a robot. I want to believe it's like some 14-year-old Indian kid named Sridhar. It's like so
I
good
hope it
for
was
Sridhar.
James. I honest to God, yeah. I hope it was James.
He looks like a 14-year-old Indian kid.
This is the only way B gets her child support.
This happened to my girlfriend recently, too. They
she had honey dick?
They did this to her. They created somebody. We didn't realize. So they created an account for her. It was a similar thing. She was like, yeah, somebody made an Instagram account, and then they said I have an OnlyFans. But she never pursued it any further. So I just assumed somebody made a fake OnlyFans and was trying to collect money off the girls. But this is a deeper thing. This
hold on. Can we talk about the fact that you didn't get scammed by your girlfriend's fake OnlyFans? That's what she's going to be really mad at. You didn't throw any money to her fake OnlyFans. You threw money to this other chick's fake OnlyFans.
I had a moment of weakness.
It happens.
Seems like you had several moments of weakness.
Dude, I signed up for...
the third time I typed in the credit card information was really the third moment of weakness.
I think, throw some porn star some money. We all watch porn for free. I really think it's like, you know, OnlyFans, I honestly think is the better way to go. Every now and again, throw some people some money. But I was in a dark spot, and... this girl Jojo B or Juju Baby or some shit.
That's
smoking.
A Korean restaurant.
She's a yes. You're correct.
That spaghetti is exactly. And hot dogs.
All right.
Jojo Baby or some shit. Smoking hot Asian lady.
Oh, the blonde.
Maybe ish.
Hmm.
Big old Jigangas. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
$25, and I'm like, that's a pretty penny. But I was like, I'm horny as a dog. Send her.
But I'm horny as a dog.
Yeah, dude, you know how dogs are always wasting their money on OnlyFans?
Dude.
All of their poker winnings go straight to OnlyFans.
There it is.
Mr. Bojangles is highly in debt.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
That's a fucking smoking hot Asian.
Yeah. Dude, so I throw her 25 bananas.
Yeah.
The OnlyFans is nothing. It's just more pictures of her like that.
Oh, lewd instead of nude.
Lewd. That's brutal. Like lewd. It's rude to not. If you're saying lewd, you're being rude. You gotta do dirty dog
show
stuff.
Hole. Yeah.
I want to see ass licking. I mean, I'm paying you $25 a shot.
Yeah, pretend like you're an unfunny girl comic. Spread them, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Dude, she took me. But on the other hand, there's this other girl I pay $5 for. All she does on her Instagram is throw frisbees, and she's getting hardcore penetrated. And I'm like, hell yeah, girl, you fucking did it. She's like a 6 out of 10, but she's putting it out on the OnlyFans.
Nice. $5.
Yeah, dude, I have probably, like, in my moments of horniness, I've signed up for, like, 5 OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I just never remember to cancel them. Here's what these idiots do, though. This is why women are fucking stupid.
Let me make Hold on. Forgetting to cancel the 5 OnlyFans I've subscribed to that I don't even look at. Oh, here's why women are idiots.
By the way, Sridhar just robbed me. Yeah. Anyway, I have a point.
Lewis. Here's why women are idiots, says the man with no cash on him, no card, in a hotel room with a homeless guy who's about to have a bum fight on a dock.
Give him a Zach attack, Jen. God damn it.
Zach attack.
Fuck, dude. That's the perfect way to describe it.
Also, I'd like to know, this is how boring Harrington is as a person, that Lewis is like, I need to talk to my friends for 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Ah, shit. Ah, fuck. No, listen, this is why women are stupid, okay? I'm going to make it very fucking clear, okay? Because what they do is these dummies, they change the subscription price. If you change the subscription price, I have to re-sign up for your subscription, whether you make it lower or higher. So these fucking, they're not good business people. They're freaking out. They're going like, oh, if I do $8, $6, $12. So they're constantly changing it. So all of my OnlyFans that I would normally just be signed up for, they get canceled out of because of these dummies not knowing how to do business.
Yeah, but then you see her in a bikini again and immediately re-sign up.
Yeah.
So, no, hey, the money does not change.
Yeah.
Unrelated, Gas also, Digital's going up a buck or two a month, so sign up now so you get grandfathered in.
Women should be promoting their OnlyFans specifically just first thing in the morning when guys first get up.
I didn't hear what he said.
Wait,
he said,
what?
Most people get up and go do things, so I don't think so.
Dude, oh, no, I do. You have, no, yeah. I'm a morning jerk guy.
Really? Are you really?
Always. Yeah. Always. Since what?
It would sit morning? Like a cloud over my head all day.
Yeah.
I got to be clean. I got to go into the day clean. I have to.
Dude, but here's what happens. Most people are addicted to their phones. You check social media, then jerk. What you need to be doing is you need to have messages first. Waiting for us horny simps. So when we check our phone, the first thing we see is your fucking OnlyFans, and we're like, hey, you know what? Now's the time.
I don't like to spend money before I've left my house for the day. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, don't spend the money, but you got to get a jerk before work. I do it when I brush my teeth. One in the morning, one at night, and sometimes in the afternoon.
What are you doing? You jerk at work. On the clock.
Jerk at work.
Yeah, you get paid.
Oh, camboy.
That's actually a brilliant
subscribe to Shane's OnlyFans. Dude, how
this is being paid to jerk off.
Yeah, dude, you go to the bathroom and you just take 20 minutes and you go ahead and jerk off, and then later in the day you take a nap. If you work a 9 to 5, I don't know.
Well, you jerk when you brush your teeth or like you brush your teeth?
The same like, frequency.
That's like rubbing your belly and patting your head.
Always after a big meal. Yeah.
Let me see, can I jerk when brushing my teeth? Yeah, dude, try the motion of jerking off while brushing your teeth.
No, it's like rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time.
Dude, it's so easy. It does look like I'm sucking a dick and jerking off.
Oh, yeah. Lewis, I don't know if I told you, I have this new bin set up.
It looks like you're sucking a dick in the side of your mouth. You know when you do like the thing where you fake a blowjob and you put your tongue in your cheek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not how anybody gives a blowjob.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Really? I have a vibrating toothbrush, and that would be way too good thing.
You never have a girl push your dick into the side of her cheek and then slap her cheek? It feels very good.
No, I've never done
it. I've never felt it.
Fucking have your girl do it next time. Or whoever you message on Instagram, I don't know.
I've gotten a girl to try to let me make a pop noise with my dick the way you do with a finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely done that before.
Oh, yeah, it feels good. Have it. Lollipop, stuff a dick in your cheek, ladies. Just like a horny squirrel. Get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a woman play all of my sexual organs like they're old timey porch instruments, like they blow into my asshole.
Aruga, ching 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 ching.
Yeah, like a girl play your dick like the spoons.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go. You guys are the best. Have fun.
All right, good luck, buddy. Hey, gang! For fans of the show over the age of 21, I want to tell you about Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. How much is that, Chris?
$60.
For what?
A kilo.
A kilo, that's right. If you're currently a fan of Kratom, you can be getting it from our newest sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. Listen, guys, if you don't use Kratom, ignore this ad. Skip over it, whatever you want to do. Just letting you know, Yo Kratom has high quality kratom for just $60 a kilo. And if you are a fan, this is the time to stop overpaying and having to go to gas stations and corner stores.
7-Elevens? I don't want to go into a 7-Eleven during a quarantine.
Yeah, it's the last thing you need. You want to stock up on your kratom.
Yeah.
You don't want to go outside when you run out.
A kilo of kratom will keep you from scratching your arms for as long as you need to keep from scratching your arms. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go outside. You're withdrawing.
Yeah.
Get a kilo of kratom.
Yeah, the last thing you want is to go out with withdrawals in the middle of a pandemic.
No.
One more time, thank you to Yo Kratom for supporting this show and supporting Lewis's Fight Camp, the cartoon, marquee sponsor of Skankfest. If you're into Kratom, Yo Kratom is the one place where you can find $60 kilos. They are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at the best prices available. Last time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo.
Yeah, Harrington is having a bum fight on a dock tomorrow.
Yeah, and he's, no one what? Has money.
Wait, he's what? Real? Harrington's fighting
at Ellis Mania. So Jason, it was supposed to be Lewis versus Jason Ellis. Then COVID happened, so they couldn't sell tickets. And then also Jason Ellis got hurt.
Yeah.
And so now Harrington is fighting Rude Jude's producer, who's like 50 years old, on a ring with no ropes on a lake. And they're filming it. And so you can win by knockout points or punching a person off of the dock.
That's crazy. It's cold in Havasu right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not warm.
I just assume it's Arizona, so it's always warm.
It's also funny that he was like, it's not, there's no one sexy here. It's like, yeah, it's not spring break. That's the only time Havasu is sexy. Who told him?
Because people drive there from like Tempe. All the like hot chicks, because there's like tons of hot chicks.
Yeah, it's like that would be like going to, you know, when you go to Florida and you're like, it's all old Jews here. It's like, yeah, it's not the time for the titties yet. There's a titty season.
It's the high holidays. What did you think?
Yeah, that's not how that fucking works. I love that they don't just hang out all the time. It's
Groundhog
like 50
came out
degrees.
And didn't have a boner.
Yeah, like girls with tits have stuff to do. They can't just be at Lake Havasu all the time being sexy.
Yeah, they have to take Instagram photos to scam Lewis.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Good for Sridhar. I'm stoked for him.
Have you guys never signed up for a fans only?
I've never signed up for an OnlyFans.
Are you against it, or are you just not wanting to spend any money?
I don't want
to
spend any money.
I signed up for a pay porn site once and tried to cancel it, and then apparently they had signed, like, I had to call my credit card company.
Dude,
it's like 10 years
away. Humiliating.
Yeah. I'll tell you the one that you want to sign up for. I'm currently in a deal where I traded a Disney Plus for a Reality Kings password, which, what a deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
But yeah, I you got to pay for... I honestly am like a thing. It's weird to take
the
this
Mandalorian?
You got to pay for... I think it's like, as comics, we're like, yeah, I mean, you want to sign up for my Patreon? It's like, you should pay every now and again. Give a little money to these fucking...
Yeah, that makes sense.
These people. So I'll do a couple OnlyFans every now and again, and I want to do Brazzers, but it's like you
got
to do.
That's the one.
You can't.
They got me.
There's no way to like just let me do PayPal. Let me do PayPal or some shit. They want your credit cards and.
I prefer in-person transactions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you know they've gotten my money.
You through
porn chicks?
Yeah, they've gotten money.
Yeah,
you're getting a feature dance.
COVID.
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
No.
Why? So I was at Ralph's house.
Yeah.
I don't want a story. I want the instructions on how to do said operations.
Euros.com.
Yeah.
Euros?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, if you want to fuck porn chicks, it's for money. If you have a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
it's Euros, E-R-O-S.
Oh, yeah.
They show you when you're there in town.
Yeah.
Oh.
And every porn chick does privates.
I would imagine. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, but then a lot of them do like feature dances, and you go see them, and you go get a dance.
There you go. What does a porn chick cost
for
to have sex with if you wanted a prostitute?
I think it depends on the status.
We think lowest,
couple hundred. I know people that have gotten
of the ones who Ralph has traipsed through here. I feel like you, if you just have cash on hand and they're drunk, probably not much.
What's the highest you think?
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, I've heard. I've told the story before, but I had a teacher who used to be a stockbroker,
mm-hmm.
like during the boom,
mm-hmm.
and for his friend's bachelor party, they hired Jenna Jameson.
This is what I'm talking about.
That must have cost 20
grand. The height of her mainstream success.
How much?
I think he told me it was $50,000 a fucker.
Wow.
Per person?
Yeah.
Per person? I love that you made So we got a Groupon to fuck you?
Well, he said bachelor party.
Yeah,
you sneak him in with a giant jacket like in a movie theater?
Why does your dick keep changing heights and color? Yeah, they said it was like the height of her fame. And I think they said 50,000 a pop.
Dude, that's such a rip off.
That was like some like Wolf of Wall Street shit, though.
I want to argue that maybe it isn't, because I was at a college party and we found Sinbad's information. And we were like, we want to hire Sinbad just to come to our party. And he was 70 grand and no one would come. So I would say that 50 grand.
Yeah, but Buff Bagwell cost like 4 grand.
Well, okay, that wasn't...
He's an escort, too.
That wasn't what it cost to get her to arrive.
Sinbad is mean, by the way. Oh. You don't want him at the party. He's not nice.
So here's the thing. I love where you're going, but I got to hear what Zach is saying about his arrival thing. Let's
put a pin in it.
Yeah, put a pin in it.
That was her fee per person of fuck, I believe. There was a fee to get her to dance.
So if it's under 20 grand, it's still better than...
No, I think it was like a similar fee to just to get there. And then on top of that...
So now we have to find out how much it is to cost to fuck Sinbad to really see where the numbers line.
By the way, this really fucks me up.
Barely more?
Because the sex education video I had to watch in high school, Sinbad was dressed as a condom. So I literally connect Sinbad to safe sex.
That's amazing.
But how is Sinbad not a good man?
Oh, when I first started comedy, I opened for Sinbad. I hosted a show, and then my friend, who was the only black comic in Utah at the time, opened for him. And Sinbad was like, "You got any black guys?" And they're like, "We have one." And that was him. And so he opened for Sinbad, and Sinbad on his last show of the night. And of course, Sinbad's like running like 2 hours long on his shows or whatever. It's like crazy. So Sinbad was like, 5 minutes into his set, and he's like, "Hey, where's my opener at? Get up here." And he had him get up on stage, and like, we're very new to comedy. I'm like a year in, my friend's on stage. Good for him. I'm so pumped. And then instead of like riffing, doing like a tell where a tell like has you do bits and has a good time, he was like, "You sit there."
He
sat he sat him on a stool, and then he just had him sit with no mic for the entirety of his set.
All right.
Wow. And once in a while, he would just put the mic like, "It's your time to say something." But like, he just puts him on the spot. And then my friend, who's like not far into comedy, is like, "Yeah, Sinbad. All right." And then the crowd is like, "What the fuck is wrong with the guy on the stool?" It was so humiliating. I was like, "Dude, Sinbad's fucked up."
That was actually just him advertising his bachelor party service. That's exactly what he would do at the bachelor party.
Dude, and now that I'm a professional comic, I don't know what that was. What was the plan?
Now, see, I would argue
it was just the movie House Arrest, but that was his one-man show version.
Dude.
That guy's job was actually to protect the stool from Sinbad trying to hump it. He's like, "Hey, I need you to sit on this stool for the duration of my set because I might try and fuck that stool."
To this day, no idea.
I heard a similar story about that, but through the perspective of Sinbad being awesome, because he had did that to an opener, and the opener and him had just had a great time. So
interesting.
I would say that one story isn't enough to judge Sinbad. I don't know why why I'm on Sinbad's side here, but I would say it's not enough to judge him, because I would see that as a test of like, look, man, he brings you up. It's time to fucking party, you know? True. And it's like, and if you don't party, get the fuck out of there. No one's keeping you up. I'm like, "All right, Sinbad, thank you.
Yeah.
See you later."
That was me. I told him, I was like, I would have walked off stage because Sinbad just starts doing stories with only one microphone. I was like, "That's fuck that. I'm out."
I'd be like, "Yo, Sinbad, come here. Wait a minute. You fucked Miss Havisham or whatever. Like, you gotta own it or get the fuck off stage." I would say that might even black comic room type test shit. Yeah. And I think he failed the
Maybe
test.
Maybe he did. Did Sinbad not know he was such a young comic?
I don't
great,
know.
Great question.
That I think he probably
call
did
him
it.
Up.
I didn't. Sinbad. Should we call Sinbad? No.
get Sinbad on the horn.
I'm just gonna go ahead and confront Sinbad.
I did find the commercial where he is a condom.
Oh yeah.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Play that shit.
Well, now I'm gonna get
this
horny.
Is it.
Did you jack off this morning?
Hey,
yes, I did.
Your woman.
It's good
all
for
right,
you, man.
Walk well, I'm late. By. You be taking that test soon? Yo, check this out. We have got to talk. Man, the condom. If you don't know by now, and I don't know why you wouldn't know, because it's in the papers, it's on TV, it's everywhere. This AIDS business is serious, and it's not going away. They have not found a cure yet. That's right. They haven't found a cure yet. The NBA will probably be all white before they find a cure. So why aren't more of you buying me? You know,
white?
Is it because... Oh, you're special, huh? You don't need me. Well, if you've been watching this video and you still feel that way, you have taken stupid to a whole new level. I mean, some of y'all guys out there have got some whacked out ideas about condoms. Standing around there, "I don't need no Jimmy hat. I can't be intimate with my lady." Or, "I don't have AIDS. That's why I don't buy a condom." Hey, that's why you're buying me, stupid. Fellas, The women have gotten hip to y'all. I hear them talking in the aisles, and they're talking about you like dogs. You know what they're saying? No love without the club. And women are not ashamed to buy me. They buy me in bulk, and they pay cash. Please, please, get up right now. Stand up, men. Come down. Hundreds of you, get in the car together. Drive down and ask for me. Latex condom. Call me condom, call me latex. Just get there. And don't fall for this imitation lambskin fool over here, right? That's like drinking out of a glass of water with a hole in the bottom. It ain't gonna work, baby. It's like Tiny Spud Webb trying to post up on Michael Jordan. Ain't gonna happen. Give me an L. Give me an A.
Wait.
Give me a T.
I thought lambskin
give
worked.
Give me E. Give me
it doesn't work for AIDS.
Latex.
It works for bacterial
infections.
That's
right, infections. Baby, and nothing else. And I also
but if you're allergic to latex, you're fucked.
But, hey, some don't. If they don't, you can get your own.
I'm allergic to Sinbad.
Naloxone 9 is my personal favorite.
Dude, this is a good ad. I want to protect my penis.
Yeah, it's not that. It's that was kind of funny. That was good. That was not bad.
Yeah, no, but I remember watching that in high school. Like it was on the sex ed video.
It was so good that you remembered it.
And it stuck with. I mean, I wore condoms for weeks into my sexual career.
Man.
Yeah.
My aunt had a trashy friend when I was growing up, and you just like kind of like, you know, like when you go to somebody's house and it's like they just have like it's a house that smells dirty.
Yeah.
And that was just my aunt's friend. And I remember we were at the flea market in Jersey and she ran up to my aunt and it was like, you know, like there's the tables at a flea market, but then like in the corner it'll just be boxes of shit on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's like everything's a dollar. She ran up to my aunt and she went, "They have dollar condoms."
Woo! No.
And she bought a ton and had a kid.
Nice.
Rough Riders?
They're similar, yeah.
Okay.
That's brutal.
Yeah. I had there was a free condom that they gave you at like I was at like I think I was at Purchase and then there was like the free condoms and it literally said like Jimmy hats on it and it was like smiley faces wearing condoms and I was like, I may as well use nothing. Yeah. Like, why am I going to put this on? Yeah. Like, I think at the back of the I got one that once that was like a generic. It said like made in Indonesia where rubber is king. I'm like, I may as well just enjoy this raw sex.
Like made the condom at the tire factory and sent it out.
Rubber is king.
Yeah, where rubber is king.
Have you ever been like to Wyoming or whatever and you go to like the gas station, like the trucker gas station condoms you can buy for like a quarter and it's just a package, silver package that says condom on it. And you're like, almost like it's like saying it like as if maybe you wouldn't know. Totally a condom. Put me on. It's real.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you were a condom, you wouldn't have to tell me, you know?
Listen, you're not putting it in a man who's coughing and you're not doing heroin, whatever.
Yeah, like, it's fucking wild.
Who needs it? Hey guys, I want to tell you about one of our other sponsors, and it's actually something near and dear to Chris and myself's heart. That's Cushy Dreams. Cushy Dreams has high quality CBD bud, and they believe in their product so much, Chris, that they actually sent us quite a bit of a sample product.
I'll tell you this, I like it so much that I gunned through that and got more.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have two containers of this at my house. I use it to go to bed. And here's the thing. I was using CBD for years, and I kind of thought I wasn't going to be into the flower. And then they sent us the flower, and I was like, oh, this actually helps me sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the other stuff is like good for a little, like the tinctures and stuff are great, like for like anxiety and stuff. But this for like the end of the night for a wind down, smoke a joint at Cushy Dreams. I do it almost every night at this point.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. If you guys don't know what CBD is it's marijuana without the THC. And Cushy Dreams has some of the best flower available. It's grown in the U.S., 100% hand-trimmed, never a machine. It takes an artisan approach. It's a small batch, and there's independent lab testing compliance and purity. I know when they sent me and Chris our samples, they actually gave us the full paperwork of
everything
that was involved.
They do it when you just order some, they send you lab tests.
Yeah.
So even if it's not just like they send it to us to show us, when you order your Cushy Dreams, it will come with a lab test so you can see, you know, there's more than two cannabinoids. It's more than just CBD and THC. So they'll tell you how much of everything is in your Cushy Dreams.
Yeah, it's slow cured to preserve flavor and cannabinoids. Cushy Dreams cannabis comes in both cans and pre-rolls. Listen, guys, if you smoke pot, this can change your life. I personally like it in the morning. Chris likes it at night. But Cushy Dreams ships legally to all 50 states. And is a CBD cannabis that isn't going to get you high. It's just all the benefits of medical marijuana. So if you want to try it out, go to CushyDreams.com and use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, for 20% off. Once again, that's Cushy with a K, dreams.com for high-quality CBD bud, and just use the promo code RAP, and you're going to get 20% off today. Check it out. All right, so we got Chris from Brooklyn here with us. Chris, what do you want to plug?
Well, Newt's Spagoon is a new podcast.
We just got the plugs.
Yeah.
Well, you did yours.
I'm so sorry.
You did his. Notes of a Goon is a new podcast. Check that out every Tuesday. High Society Radio here on Gas Digital, Thursdays at 8. And I'm going to be in New Hampshire with Rob Bernstein November, whatever, the Friday after Thanksgiving. Just there's a secret location. DM me. I'll give you the thing. And then with you and Lewis in Atlantic City, first weekend in December, and then in Point Pleasant at the end of January?
Yeah, something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, where in Atlantic City?
Atlantic City
Celebrity
Comedy
Theater.
Club.
Oh, because I just had an Atlantic City gig canceled because of Uncle Phil canceled all the gigs, I thought. Maybe they just fucked me.
He just told me.
Oh.
Oh, because Jersey, I think, maybe is it the Borgata? Maybe the Borgata just shut it down.
Mm.
Also, it was on Thanksgiving during quarantine. I was so excited to do the worst show I'd ever done in my life. I was
This
is going to be it. This is going to be people who not only won't see their families on Thanksgiving, also don't care about quarantine, and also are just going to see comedy. I was like very...
Yeah, maybe Lewis didn't check that part of me. He was too busy jerking off this morning to check his emails. See, that show got canceled.
Yeah, so maybe that got canceled. So,
I should have said that.
New Hampshire's still going on, though. Check that out. Follow me on Twitter, at Chris from BKOYN. You get tickets right there.
Maybe just the Borgata canceled. Yeah. So okay. Check we'll yours. See. I'm so sorry. I probably shouldn't have said that to you.
No, it's pertinent.
Guys, you know where to find me. Instagram, at Zach is not funny. Check out my show, Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network. This evening, I'll spill the beans. This evening, we are going further down the Travolta rabbit hole when me, Ian Fidance, and Dave Landau sit through Battlefield Earth.
Oh, I was just talking about that book recently. It's so bad.
It's a book?
Yeah.
The book is bad, and they made
a
worse
Scientology.
Movie?
It's a Scientology. It's Scientology bait. And it might be the worst thing I've ever seen. It was worse than The Fanatic, and it was worse than Gotti.
Wow.
So, holy moly. So check that out tonight. Check out Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I have those shows coming up with Lewis, hopefully. And on the 28th, I will be in Levittown, Pennsylvania with my buddy James Mack. And if you're listening live, if it doesn't get canceled tonight, my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm, will be at the Bel Air Diner drive-thru. We called the venue to see if it would be canceled because it was supposed to be after 10 p.m. And they said technically, because it's cars in a parking lot and we're ordering takeout from the diner, they cannot close it.
Hell yeah.
So come hang out. I think the only thing you could do after 10 p.m. in New York City.
Maybe I'll come. They drive by my house.
Come out. It's going to be fun, buddy.
It's the only thing you can do in New York City.
Yeah, it'll be pretty fun. It's a 10 tonight. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to see you there.
Yeah.
And just thank you for listening to the show. And check out Lewis on social media.
Wait, is the show over?
No, we still got time.
Oh, check out your show.
Yeah.
I can't stop talking. I think that coffee is pretty strong, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Eric bought some, like, crazy coffee.
I just realized. I'm jamming. Yeah, anyway. Sorry.
And also... unnecessary plug, but I want to say it, goddammit. Joey Rose's sandwich pop-up at the stand, fucking phenomenal.
Really?
Big J brought sandwiches for everybody the other day. Really impressed. They're doing it from noon to 4, Wednesday through Friday at the stand. Joe DeRosa partnered with the stand, and they have 8 different sandwiches for $8 a piece. Fucking fresh bread they make there. Fucking nominal.
Wow.
So check it out. All right, let's look at some stories. I actually want to combine these two stories that Shannon and Dylan gave me. So first, let's see how different parts of the world are handling the pandemic. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said he pleads with COVID-fatigued residents to choose inconvenience over death. His quote was, "You know what's really uncomfortable and annoying? When you die." Is there any more to that story?
Yeah, he shut down the Borgata.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Yeah, it was mostly just because of everyone bitching and complaining about what's happening right now. And it's, there's people already.
I'll tell you this, though. Inconvenience might be worse than death. I've been saying this for a while. Yeah. If I didn't live long enough to have people that depended on me, I would just kill myself the next time I lost my keys. I'm telling you this right now.
I want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. But to that exact point is... See, like, this is too, like, maybe this is, like, philosophical, but it's like, yeah, death isn't a problem. Because when you die, it doesn't matter to you. You're gone. So even
what did you put in Greg's coffee?
Inconvenience is worse.
Greg's
than
on
death.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. It's like I mean, it's reality. I always say that about abortion. It's like no one gives a shit. It's like no one cares. They're dead. Like no, that baby don't care. It's dead.
Yeah.
Abort. All right. I could see
it this. Is the American way.
Abortion.
People, no. Well, yes, but also just us being inconvenienced and being like, oh, what? I can't just shoot a gun in New York. Well, fuck you. I'm gonna go on the Oregon Trail, and they're like, it's very dangerous, and you're like, I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't want to. And then you just go on the Oregon Trail and die.
I can't have a racist podcast in New York. I'll move to South Carolina.
Exactly.
The only people who are affected by death are the people who are left behind, is what I'm saying. Which I don't know. That seems a little deep. But
that's true.
It's sad, but it's like, yeah, I mean, so yeah, inconvenient. Why am I doing this?
No, it's true. That's exactly my point. Yes. Literally, if I hadn't lived long enough to have people that depend on me, I would lose my keys in my house and hang myself there.
Right.
Like,
And to that point, I did want to bring up the president of Brazil, his response to the COVID.
He beat COVID, right?
I believe so. Yeah. During a conference about tourism in Brazil, President Jair Bolsonaro told Brazilians not to deal with COVID-19 like a quote-unquote country of fags.
What does and that even mean?
Second highest age rate in the world.
Yeah. And I regret the deaths. I really do. But we're all going to die someday. There's no use fleeing reality. We have to stop being a country of fags. We have to face up to it and fight. I hate this faggot stuff.
Wait. Dude, that guy's so wild.
So wait, I thought Lewis was in Lake Havasu, not Brazil.
I was just going to say, Chris, if you could find the real ass dude of the week drop.
Does it mean fight it? And then just silly, by wearing, are fags wearing condoms? Are they wearing masks or not?
He calls.
I think he's just saying, live your fucking life.
Yeah.
Oh, by not.
Yeah, yeah. Brazil has the favelas have been like ravaged by COVID. Like the amount of people who have died is like they're like we don't even know because we're not counting. But it's not great.
Didn't they say like I remember reading like months ago, and it could be outdated information by this point, but they were saying that they thought the slums of Mumbai were like the first place to achieve herd immunity just because they were fucking pulling bodies out of there like nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Brazil is similar. They're just like fuck. Everyone's just. So many people have died, and then I guess the president's like, yeah, just fucking walk into it. It's fine.
Okay, not to be, you know, silver lining, this probably did get rid of the last few Nazis who were in hiding.
Wow, yeah, because they're in their 90s. Yeah. I'll fucking take it, dude.
COVID was that last wave that they couldn't find.
Oh, my God.
Dude, like, I hate to be the fucking pussy here, but I was watching this World War II shit, and you think about, like, people are like, don't wear, no, man, this is my freedom. It's like, do you remember the draft? People were like, you had to go to other countries and fight Nazis and shit. Like, that is fucking, you can't wear a fucking mask?
Yeah.
You can't not go to your favorite restaurant? You like, there were women doing baseball leagues. You know, it's like, go fucking... Wear a fucking mask, dude.
During the entirety of World War II, every coastal city in the United States wasn't allowed to have their lights on after dark.
Yeah.
For all, like, 5 years. Can you imagine being like, my fucking freedom, and you turn your house lights on and the cops show up and they're like, we'll kill you. Turn your fucking lights off because the Germans are going to blow up your house.
Yeah, and women had to pitch overhand.
Yeah, these bitches. But no, like, it's not left or right. It's fucking. It's be a hero. I know it's like lame, but it's like these motherfuckers went to fucking Nam.
They gave up butter.
Yeah, it's wild. Anyway, that's me being a fag, Bolsonaro.
I can't pick at this point because I think the whole closing shit at 10 sucks dick.
I agree.
They literally.
Well, it's super arbitrary. They just cut 2 hours off of the time.
And the explanation was it will discourage people from going out in the first place.
Yeah, well.
Which is like, oh, yeah, let's just kill these businesses again. Yeah.
No, see, I would argue that. Now, I'm not like this guy, but living in Astoria, we have this strip right by us that is party fucking central.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the video. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live on it. Yeah. It's wild.
So once you get. Are you in Astoria?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, once 10 o'clock, that's when people really start getting drunk, and that's when the masks start coming down. That's when people start, like, getting crazy and shit. So, like, I understand if the 10 is more of a, like, let's just keep it calm for a little bit. I'm not saying it works or doesn't, but I can understand that from what I saw.
We have straight up block parties on like 30th Ave.
Dude, it's like Ibiza over there.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah. look, I mean, the world can deal with less Croatians is all I'm saying.
Yeah, are we losing our best and brightest?
Yeah. No, dude. It's like, all the Albanians that live in Astoria died. It's like, fine, they still had a better life than they would have in Albania. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, we still got Action Bronson.
Yeah.
They're best and brightest.
Yeah.
I used to live off of Bar Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an area in Bay Ridge where there's like 10 blocks with 5 bars on every block.
Yeah, yeah.
If that all went tomorrow, might be a better place.
Because
it's Staten Island Guidos going nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Like Bay Ridge is Staten Island's Williamsburg. That's where they all go to be drunk fucking dagos. And. No, they were open, even, you know, everything shut down right before St. Patrick's Day to avoid further spread, and I just saw 50, like, I followed, like, all these chicks I grew up with were just all in Bay Ridge, being like, yeah, we're drinking outside. The bars were just serving beers out the windows before that was allowed in Bay Ridge.
Yeah. I just have this theory on all of this stuff, which is, like, I don't really, like, the understanding of, like, killing the businesses is whatever, but, like, with comedy, like, I'm not doing comedy. We've had to pivot immediately, right? I'm doing all this shit, but I'm like, I don't know, man, I'm just trying to experience it, you know? Like, when 9/11 happened... I was right here. I lived it like 20 minutes away. We watched the fucking buildings go down and I was horrified for like a year. And the thing I was regretted about it was that like I didn't experience it, right? So I didn't like, look, feel this feeling, live in this. And that's kind of how I'm doing this. It's like, I'm just going to what they say we have to do, I'll do whatever. And I'm going to pivot and take this time to live however this way is, right? Like, as a comedian, I'm writing scripts, I'm doing all this weird shit that I couldn't do before. So, like, I don't know. I get, like, the idea of, like, you're losing businesses, but it's like, I don't know. You kind of got, like, not saying they got to pivot, but it's like...
Yeah, but Greg, imagine, like, every time you went out and had a good time, mm-hmm. you chose to not do that, and you put all your money in the bank, and then you opened a restaurant, and then the government was just like, no, we're just taking that. Like, so that's, like, kind of the thing.
Let's say that argument, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I was a guy who started doing stand-up in 2000 and took me about 15 years to start making a living.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2020, when I'm right about to be on Comedy Central, had a Comedy Central thing set, had a pilot. We were right about to fucking film a pilot to try to sell. They shut my entire life down, and now I'm fucking I mean, that literally is what happened to me.
That literally also happened to me.
Yeah, we're comedian. I mean, like, as a comedian, I lost my whole life.
But, like, imagine on top of that, they're just taking your bank account. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, stuff in those restaurants. Like, that. Like, there's a lot of money invested in the space. Like, you didn't put... You just... It's your time, so it's their time, but then also hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
you know,
it's... I mean, I don't know the difference between...
Hundreds of thousands of dollars is the difference. Is what
No. I'm not saying that it's... Dude, they had a hundred. You're saying that these people had hundreds of thousands of dollars at some point to put into. I'm saying I made $8,000 a year for fucking 15 years. And then finally, when I was about to start making like an actual, you know, I was making a living, but it's like, you know, I'm not saying my life was also destroyed, you know, and like I pivoted into doing, sure, the Patreon, where they are pivoting into doing outdoor takeout. Neither of us are making the money we should be making or were making, but like, to not keep people from dying, you gotta fucking... like I said before, people were drafted. You know, it's like we're making sacrifices and you gotta do what you gotta do to not have just people dying.
Well, right, here's my thing. I waited my whole life for McDonald's to have 24-hour breakfast. It's all I ever wanted was that to get drunk McGriddles at an appropriate time.
Yeah.
And during this pandemic... McDonald's has completely taken away 24-hour breakfast.
What?
It's back to just breakfast time. And it's the biggest tragedy of my life.
But I don't even understand why. Do they need the eggs to cure COVID?
Well, so I think...
the business is less.
What I've heard is the business is less. Down. And then, like, the eggs, like, Mike Lawrence explained it to me as a McDonald's as a McDonald's alum.
Fauci of working McDonald's breakfast.
That they have to have the grills at a different temperature... for the eggs, so that it would fuck up the day so much that once this shit happened, they were like, we gotta stop this. Because it was slowing down everything every day.
I don't know what day this is into the quarantine, but this is the most devastating thing I'm finding out.
Yeah,
I did not know they took that away.
Now all of a sudden,
it's fine. Open the businesses. Yeah. Open the businesses. I retract everything I said.
did they bring in pastries? Do they have coffee cakes and shit now? Yes, that's wonderful. But it's not a McGriddle.
No, no.
It is fucking crazy that all this happened and that the government is like, well, you have to do what we fucking say, but there's no help. There's no, like, we have no plan.
There's also no, they also just keep, especially in New York, that's the thing that, like, was really annoying me. And as somebody who's had to close businesses, had family businesses that were open for 50 years, close at points, like, it's just like, there's no goal, like, these guys are, like, if you told them at the beginning that you were going to continue to move the goalposts, a lot of people may not have shelled out tens of thousands of dollars in the rent. Like, Manhattan rent is $10,000.
Right. Yeah.
So these guys were shelling out that rent because they were like, oh, yeah, it's just for a month until the hospitals aren't overwhelmed. Right. And then they're like, no, next month. Okay, here's another $10,000. That's money that they could have had for their family if they – and that, like, I know at least one business who kept doing that and they kept moving the goalpost, and finally the guy was just like, well, I'm out of money. And then the place closed. It's like, well, why didn't you just tell them that? So then that guy would have $50,000 – to live on for the next year, and now he doesn't have that.
Well, the unfortunate reality is someone did say that, but then another guy who was more in charge than that guy was like, nah, fuck, just it's fine, a month. And then that one dude was like, no, not a month. We're all fucked. No, give them money. And then the dude who was in charge fucked us.
No, in the beginning, even Cuomo was getting on TV and saying, this is just to make sure the hospitals don't get overwhelmed.
Well, but that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
It's all what he kept saying is,
but the goalpost.
It's like, but the reality was, if we had stopped, if we had gotten on top of this in the beginning and fucking did a mandate, and I'm not arguing with you, but I'm just saying, like, if we would have gotten on top of it, you know, if people in charge were saying, like, we're going to knock this out, we're going to do a mandate, we're going to make sure everyone's whatever, the businesses would be in better. But people were afraid of, like, nah, I don't know, like, I hate to come on a Trump podcast and talk about Trump, but...
Fine. Don't worry. You're proof.
No, but, like, but I mean, like, if they wouldn't have said, it's only going to be a few weeks, and they just would have knocked it out, these businesses wouldn't be suffering right now. Mm. And, like, that's, unfortunately, people were just kind of ripping the Band-Aid off slow.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it is or isn't, you know, but right now we have to just really push it and end this thing quickly. You goddamn piece of shit. I don't know.
It's been 8 months.
No, it's not going to happen. We're fucked. We're going to just bleed out slowly.
It's been 8 months of not doing the massive surgery and doing tons of little surgeries and not, like, actually going around to
things. No, but, like,
a horrible analogy, but.
But, like, Europe did the thing and they're kind of fucked. And now they're just having spikes, and they, like, and now the World Health Organization is like, don't lock back down. This is fucking up.
Europe did not do the thing, though. Places like Denmark and Sweden were like, ah, let everyone die. Fuck it. And then they
and England,
over France.
You're right. You know what? I'll concede that. Even in the beginning, like, England was just like, nah, we're going to do the herd immunity thing. And then just Boris Johnson was like, oh, I almost died. Everybody, close your bars.
And to get back to what you're saying, was Cuomo kept saying about the faucet, right? It's like, we have a number system that is. When the numbers go up, what we are trying to avoid.
Yeah, but how many no-show plumbers did he put in charge of this fucking faucet? You know what I mean?
You talk about
this
Italian
fucking stupid waffle.
You son of a bitch! I'm a Cuomo, goddamn it! My Italian people, it's dude Giuliani set us.
They're all
back.
Fredos. All the
911
years. Okay.
No, but the fucking we have to stay at a certain number. So when the numbers start to go on, you have to slowly tighten the valve again.
But what I'm saying is this, is they changed that number. It was supposed to be 2% forever, and then we were under 2% for 3 months before they opened things up.
They started opening things up, and now we're at over 4%. We're at 4%
now. I checked it this morning. It was like 2.8%.
I'm pretty sure, well, maybe it's just Astoria, but I'm pretty sure it's like.
Yeah, it's just the Albanians in Astoria that no one cares about, Greg.
I can't, I didn't come on here. I don't know the numbers and stuff like that. I just have a kind of whatever, but. But I don't know. Anyway, I've kind
of
lost my point.
All right, so it's
point.
The Jews.
It's a Jewish conspiracy to kill all the old Nazis. We're just trying to finish them all off. It's the Mossad.
Let's move along. We got another story here.
Sorry.
No, not at all. Our fans are too dumb, and I'm too dumb.
Dumb people talk about dumb stuff.
All right. White woman gives birth to black baby, then accuses boyfriend of sleeping with a black woman.
Dude.
Shannon, where did you find this?
Okay, I would like to say first and foremost that I did, the name, it came from the Zimbabwe Mail, but I looked it up and it says that it is one of the only
credible
sources.
That's where the baby
sources.
Came from.
It says it's one of the only
credible sources.
No, that's
what the birth certificate says.
I would argue that I don't care if it's true or not. It's still fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
gives a
it
shit?
It says it's a credible news source. Yeah. I looked
so,
it up.
Last Monday in a Spanish hospital, a white woman was giving birth to her baby with the husband present in the delivery room. Once they saw that the baby was black, The woman lost it and said, "You bastard, I knew you were cheating on me. Look at what you've done. Go away."
Hell yeah. Dude, well, that's his out right there.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, if she said that to you, you're like, yeah, okay. My bad, and then you just leave because you know that's not your baby. You
moonwalk out the room.
Yeah, fucking, I'm out, dude. I saw this happen in real life. There's this girl I follow on Facebook that I like went to fucking high school with or whatever, and then she has her very dumpy white boyfriend, and then she had a baby, and he's just like this little fucking. He's a kid. Yeah. And he just came out with his curly hair, like, "What up, everyone?" And you know how they're just like the cutest babies, and you're just like, "Oh no!" And that dude just never has said anything. It's been like 3 years, and he's just like, "Yeah, that's my baby." And people know it's like Mormon country, Utah, and everyone's just like, I'm not gonna fucking say anything. Are you gonna say anything? And no one says anything. And no one's ever mentioned it. And
it's just like King of the Hill,
dude. It's fucking wild. Mm-hmm. And this kid is like, you know how fucking Key and Peele are both half, but one is like really black and the other way. He's really black. Like he's fucking straight up black. Mm-hmm. And this dude that had it looks like Zach. And I'm just like, holy shit, all right.
You don't know what I got in me. I'm half Sicilian.
Dude,
I can get dark.
I wonder if he's like, my grandpa was black, and that's what that is, you know?
Yeah.
I want to talk about the King of the Hill thing. Have you ever heard the theory that that the hiding in plain sight thing is that... So it's... whose kid is John Redcorn?
John Redcorn.
Dale's kid is obviously John Redcorn's son.
Yes.
Right? The theory is that that's actually making fun of the bigger picture,
which is that
Bobby is
Bill's son.
Yeah.
Because Bobby looks just like Bill,
mm-hmm.
and Hank has the small urethra. They find out that's why he can't have kids.
Yeah.
And Bill gave Bobby his family recipes. He passed them down to him.
Yeah.
And they think that the whole joke of the show... is that you're laughing at Dale, not realizing Hank's going through the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And that's obviously why he's in love with Peggy. Also, Peggy's continually the worst, meanest, least likable character in the show. I fucking hate Peggy. And so, yeah.
I like that theory. Also, real quick, I have an idea. For like white girls that go around and like to sample all the races and then have a baby and guess, I think we need to stop gender reveal parties, because gender's a construct.
Okay.
And start doing race reveal parties.
That's fun.
Wow. I'm with you. Yeah. No, we could do it.
Because like,
but can they tell the race in the womb? Those sonograms are all black and white.
Yeah, but then you could probably do a blood test, she'll know who the father is.
As soon as the baby comes out, you just throw it in a garbage bag. And then when you go out, and then you rip the garbage bag open and say, "Look,
here's what you do." You have like a pile of spaghetti, you have some chicken wings, and you have what a Slavic baby's like. And then you have like a smorgasbord of things, and then you let it crawl, and you see what happens. I like the idea because you know how they had gender reveal things like back in the early 2000s when people were so wild, and like it would be a girl and the guy would visibly be like, "Fuck me then, I wanted a son." I like the idea of some guy being like, "Oh great, it's Greek, okay." Fucking terrible.
I like the idea of like doing the thing where you cut into the cake, see what kind of cake it is, and then you're like, "Vanilla, white baby." And then you taste it and you're like, "Cornbread, black baby."
Oh, there you go. The special flavors of white baby. You know, where you're like, what kind of, is it Jewish?
Okay. Matzah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I just want to add to that thing, please. That black thing, the baby thing. We had a friend growing up who he got a girl pregnant, and then she had a baby who was very dark, and they broke up, and we were like, fuck her, blah, 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 blah. Years later, 10 or 15 years later, we hadn't talked to that guy in years, whatever, we become friends with her. And she gives us the real story. And she was like, "No, fuck him. He didn't want to raise this kid. Look at pictures of my grandfather." And the grandfather was Sicilian and he was just darker. And the kid is now older. And you go, he totally looks like that guy. And she had told that guy that she was like, I didn't cheat on you. Look at pictures of my fucking uncle. Like, look at my pictures of these fucking." And it was all bullshit just so this guy could get out of raising this fucking kid. It was like, wow. You know, when you kind of find out later that like, maybe that person didn't rape that person, you know, or whatever. It's like, this is like, we found out like 10 or 15 years later when my sister became friends with the girl that was like, oh,
I'm so mad we already gave somebody real ass dude of the week.
Damn. Get out of jail free card.
Dude, he totally pulled it, just got the fuck out of there and he knew because she was like, look at pictures of my. You knew this baby could come out coming looking darker. There's like, because we're Sicilian.
Italians stay taking L's, man. It's crazy. Like, they won and lost both world wars. They can't keep their fathers, like, their fucking. The mob isn't doing
on
well.
Cuomo.
Like, yeah, come on.
I'm Italian. I can do that, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know why the suicide rate is so low in Italy?
Why?
You can't jump out of your mother's basement window.
All right,
Hold on. Did you see the thing a while back where some guy successfully sued for, like, he was just a guy who lived in Italy. He was just a guy who lived in his parents in his 30s in his parents' basement and successfully sued that they had to keep supporting.
I love it.
That rules. Good for him. What a fucking king, dude.
That case opened up so many options for my people. This
is, what kind of lasagna law is that shit?
Dude, it's the law.
Lasagna law.
It's the law there. If you have a bum ass son in Italy, you have to keep paying for that asshole so he's not on the dole.
That's so funny.
Fucking hate Italians. All right, Colombia's drug cartel raided after transporting liquid cocaine in women's breast implants. Surprisingly, Shannon's story. Shannon, tell us about these cocaine titties.
So when I first read it, I thought maybe it was clickbait that they were actually just transporting the implants themselves. But no, they were actually surgically implanting them in women and then sending them in a plane to Madrid, where gang members would then extract the coke-filled implants.
God. Just by sucking?
I don't know. It doesn't say how. It's terrifying. There was only one doctor involved, and he was on the Colombian side. Mm. There weren't doctors on the other, on the receiving end. Okay. So I don't know.
Dude. So here we go. Six men and four women.
It's just a guy with an X-Acto knife on the other side.
Literally me. It's literally you show up and you're like, I'm ready to get my titties extracted, and it's a guy with a sword on his face, and he's like, shing, shing, shing,
and in
shing.
His hand.
Yeah, with an apron on. I got you, baby. She's like, have you done this before? It's like, listen, I watched YouTube. Yeah.
Shane humming the theme to Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. Like, you rub whiskey on her gums?
Yeah. You'll be all right, baby.
All right. Six men and four women, including a renowned hospital doctor, were all arrested for trafficking cocaine. The gang allegedly recruited women and made them undergo illegal operations in hotel rooms or rented apartments to implant liquid cocaine in their breasts. They also used calf implants. The women were then sent to Madrid, where the implants were removed by gang members.
Okay, so let's quick question. Shannon, as somebody who has had breast augmentation surgery, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather have cocaine-filled titty implants or swallow a condom filled with cocaine?
Swallow a condom filled with cocaine.
And shit it in front of people.
Yeah, because the idea of having to go through
the surgery.
two operations, even if it's done perfectly well, like, you're so sore after the first operation for weeks. So to have them then cut you open, even if they're doing it perfectly, and rip it back out days later after flying, it sounds like a goddamn nightmare.
But it's probably a lot of material for their OnlyFans.
Okay. I've never heard of liquid cocaine.
Yeah, me neither. Do you turn it back? Do you like use a process to turn it back into solid? Or?
So cocaine is one of the most water soluble materials on Earth.
Oh, that makes sense because it was in coke originally and laudanum, right?
Well, so there's a way if you get shitty coke, you can clean the cutout by just putting it in grain alcohol. And then the cut will drop to the bottom, and then you run it through a coffee filter because the coke is more water soluble. So I'd imagine
the most Italian shit I've ever heard.
This is great.
And then you can, and then you just dry it out. The grain alcohol evaporate, and then you just have more pure cocaine. That's a little tip for anybody out there.
Also, I think was the plot of a James Bond movie. They did this with like the coke and the toothpaste or some shit like that. I can never fucking remember.
Yeah, it's very water soluble. So that's what I think they mean by liquid cocaine.
Okay.
All of this so white women will suck dick in bathrooms in Brooklyn. Just like coke, that's like all that drug does, right? It just white women use it and then they fucking suck dick for it and then pushes the industry.
My dad's best friend was the janitor at my high school. And he used to drive around, and he was like a big party guy. And he used to point at kids' moms while we drove around and tell stories.
Oh, my God.
And I remember it was a kid, like, I went to high school with his mom. And he pointed at her from his truck, and he goes, that one right there? He goes, she would suck your dick
all night for an 8-ball.
Oh my God. An entire drug industry just being supported by blowjobs.
I mean, to be fair, the entire economy is propped up by blowjobs.
Yeah, that's why we're in so much trouble with the pandemic.
Yeah, luxury cars, yeah.
There's no blowjobs.
Yeah, it can't happen. You can't get blown in a mask. That's fag shit, according to the president of Brazil.
Oh, damn.
What a baldy guy.
Yeah. All right, let's finish on this story. Obese monkey, Uncle Fatty, missing from fat camp and presumed dead. Dylan, you want to bring it up?
I thought you guys would have a ball.
Oh, no.
Uncle Fatty.
Predators got him immediately.
Oh, no. Hold on. I would like to know. Oh, there's videos?
I think there is. Yeah.
Okay. This monkey weighs 33 pounds, two times the size of what he is, a long-tailed macaque. Look at the size of macaque.
That's a tumor. That is not fat.
Dude, I love that he gained weight in his balls.
Look at the size of macaque's balls.
He went to they have fat camp for monkeys?
It's monkey fat camp.
And they give him Coke?
Yeah, why are they still giving him...
They love Kool-Aid.
That's Crystal Light. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Oh, my God. Uncle Fatty.
And this is just from, like, Taurus probably fed this monkey a lot of Oreos or some shit.
Yeah, you would
have to assume.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At the temples, all the monkeys, like, swarm and the tourists give them food the same way we get. Like, you know how when the pandemic started, the pigeons were, like, getting wild?
Rats,
shit.
Too. Yeah. Rats got super aggressive.
Yeah.
Battery Park, a squirrel just came up to me while I was eating a power bar. Just like, yo, give me that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like what the fuck?
Yeah. Straight up. I used to run at Astoria Park, like, when the quarantine was happening, and the squirrels would, like, cruise up to you and be, like, running next to you, like, so what? What do you got going on here? Like, what the fuck?
Dude, garbage cans were empty, right?
Thailand got taken over by monkeys. No one was feeding them, so they got guns and started holding hostages. It was wild. I think the president right now is currently a monkey.
Well, they have a king.
They took over.
They have a king. Yeah. It's King Louis from Jungle Book.
We'll be like you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that was a fine and dandy episode of the Real Ass Podcast. I would like to thank my guest co-host, Chris from Brooklyn. I would like to thank our guests, Greg Stone and Shane Smith. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week with Puerto Rican Stanley and myself. Thank you for listening, and everybody, enjoy your weekend.
That's all, folks.